Memorial Day is coming. Summer is not far behind. In some parts of the country, it's time to see what happened under that grill cover over the winter. I am afraid. I'm sure there's something living in there. But what about the side dishes that don't get in the way of whatever main event you've got on the grill? Well, here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst has suggestions. Hi, Kathy.
Hi there.
And you have a new spin on old favorites. Look, I could eat New York deli heavy on the mayo every single day, but you say change it up?
Heavy on the mayo. You're talking about coleslaw.
Yeah.
Okay. I say change it up. I mean, how many years have you gone to the same barbecue or the same Memorial Day picnic and seen the glob of potato salad and that mayonnaise-y coleslaw?
It's just white.
It's all white food. And I say, why? The side dishes, I don't know. These are so good. You might forget about the burgers and the hot dogs and the fried chicken.
They look it.
I started with coleslaw, and it got me to thinking of a huge question, philosophical even.
Uh-huh.
What makes American food American? I mean,
mayo.
Mayo. There's one answer.
It's French,
is pizza
though.
Italian or American? Is a hot dog German or American? And so this is my take on coleslaw. It's got all the texture and creaminess of a traditional slaw, but I introduced Indian flavors.
Oh, my goodness. This is so good.
Isn't it fun? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like you take a bite and you think you're going to get coleslaw, and then your mouth says, wait, what?
And what is it?
It is sautéed shallots till they get a little crispy, mm-hmm. and you sauté them in coconut oil, which is worth finding.
Mm-hmm.
Then you add coconut flakes and green chili peppers. Mm. Then I mix the cabbage, red and white cabbage, with a lot of lime mm-hmm. and yogurt. And it is, I think, got some really good texture and flavor going.
And some crunch, which I'm sure people are listening to right now.
Are you crunching down on that?
Hear,
yeah, you get the raw cabbage, which of course is so good for you. And then that zest of the lime and the bit of yogurt and some scallions. But it's really the green chilies and the shallots with a bit of coconut.
It's a meal.
It is a meal,
yeah,
right?
That's
get
good.
Rid of your burgers.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, we want to hear everything else, although that this is going to be hard to top this. What's this with, you have asparagus here.
I do. So I also started thinking about a grilled salad for Memorial Day, but you don't want to just turn on the grill for that. So I took asparagus right now are in season in much of the country, and it's a short season, and they are so extraordinary when you find them just off a farm or at a mm-hmm. farmer's market. So I steamed them very lightly, and then I steamed some leeks, which are those big, fat, long, onion-like things. And then at the last minute, when you are grilling whatever you will be grilling this coming weekend, burgers or fish or chicken, you throw the asparagus and the leek on the grill so it gets a nice char.
Can I ask, throw it right on the grill or like in an aluminum?
No, right. Well, I do it in a vegetable basket so the little pieces don't mm-hmm. fall through.
Right.
But the idea is that they're pre-cooked. So literally it's 2 or 3 minutes mm-hmm. on the grill while everything else is cooking. And then you serve it on some arugula with some crumbled up feta cheese and a very lemony chive vinaigrette.
I was just going to say, I can taste that lemon.
The
it's
lemon.
Very nice. It's very
yeah.
spring-like, end of spring, yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like saying, okay, summer, we're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Come for us.
Which part of the leek? It's like a big fan.
All of it except for the dark, dark green part on top, which tends to be very tough.
Okay, we also have some deviled eggs here.
We
and this
do.
Is not my grandmother's deviled egg.
No, it's not. Okay. Well, it might be if your grandmother was into dilly beans.
dilly beans are
pickled string beans. They are pickled in a vinegar solution. They also have fresh dill, and often they have chili pepper. And you can buy them at just about any supermarket, but we also have a link to my homemade version. And I thought deviled eggs, it's like the beginning of the season, and everybody brings deviled eggs, but Lord knows we need a new way to take a look at them.
You know, I always avoid the deviled eggs.
Why?
Deviled egg avoidance.
I think this is a big personality reveal.
Right,
I'm here,
here
to say that if people see this deviled egg on their table this holiday, they should not avoid it. I think I avoid it because they're just a little bit like, what is that stuff on the top? You know, it just seems a little
like
foreign.
Yeah, paprika and parsley.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're usually pretty bland. So I took parsley and scallions and chopped up dilly beans, a little bit of mayonnaise, a lot of fresh ground black pepper, and then I cut little pieces of dilly bean as a fun garnish that comes out of them. Again, can be made completely ahead of time so that you're not stressed on your
weekend? I've trolled quite a few aisles. I don't think I've ever seen a jar that says dilly beans.
I bet you've never looked.
It will, like in the pickled section?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You can also use pickles if you can't find them. But making your own, you can do in 10, 15 minutes, throw them in the refrigerator, and they're ready the next day.
I know we're talking about sides, but a lot of people will be grilling meat. I was talking to a coworker about this segment earlier today, and he said, okay, but where's the meat? You know, give me just a quick tip for meat.
Okay, well, particularly after what Robin said, clean out the grill. Mm-hmm. And that means turn your grill on, whether it's charcoal or gas, get it really hot, and then use one of those metal brushes and scrub it. Just all the dust, all the old food, goodbye. You also want to just reacquaint yourself with direct heat, which is when you're cooking it right over the fire, or indirect. You can really play and get great results using a hot grill.
And for some of us, reacquaint yourself with your kitchen. That's Kathy Gunst. For more of her recipes, go to hearnow.org. Kathy, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.